Class 1. Boogie in the morning.
Right, here comes Arlene's tale of the unexpected. Today we're off to Belgium and the beautiful city of Bruges.
It is a stunning city. If you haven't been there, let me describe it. It's got canals and cobbled streets and that. It's really lovely.
Canals and cobbled streets and that.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks Judith Chalmers.
So, it's like Manchester.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's a wee bit like that. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's also got fine chocolates and beer.
Yeah, because obviously Belgium is the home of beer, isn't it, Stella?
It is.
And all
yeah.
that comes from Belgium.
Well, city officials want to preserve the beauty of the architecture and the streets by building the world's first beer pipeline under the streets.
Okay.
A beer pipeline.
All right, now, is this because currently there's loads of tankers, sort of beer tankers, that have to deliver the beer to
the
shops?
That's exactly right. About 500 a year, these massive tankers are going over the cobbles and they're causing huge amounts of damage.
Right, gotcha.
So they've decided they've got to do something. And so a beer pipeline is the way forward.
This
it's going to be
like
linked from De Halveman Brewery to a bottling plant in the city.
Right.
And the brewery owner says that the tube, which is like a big plastic tube, will transport about 6,000 litres of beer.
Wow.
But it will be encased in an outer steel pipe, which will prevent any leakage or illegal tapping points.
Listen, where there's a will, Arlene, there's a way.
I know.
You just get one of those joints you get at B&Q and a soldering iron, and off you go. You've got free beer on tap for the rest of your life. That sounds brilliant, doesn't it?
Listen, I'll be there with my soldering iron, I tell you, and my face mask. I can do that. I watched that film.
God, it's just like Flashdance.
I also do the shower scene, but that's a whole different story.